Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Can't make the right decisions? Is your relationship on the rocks? Is your job dragging you down? Not sure what your purpose is? Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? Each week, you'll discover the path that will bring you the life you've dreamed of by answering your own questions with the help of certified coaches from around the globe. This hit call-in show will feature the best of the best in professional coaching, leaving no stone unturned. Get ready to get clear about what you want, learn what you need to learn, and take transformative action to bring your dreams to life. Now, here is your host, Karen Florence.
Hi, welcome to On Purpose with Karen Florence. This is your host, Karen Florence. Hope you're having a great week. Today, we're going to be talking to Madeline Griffith Haney, and she is a really wonderful coach. She does ADD coaching, and we're going to be speaking to her about that. But before we go to that, I just want to mention that you can follow along the show by going to our website, www.onpurposewithkarenflorence.com or tabularasacoaching.com. And of course, you can always take a look at Vision Quest Italy. We have people signing up, and so we're a go, and we have a few seats left. So if you're interested in having an amazing experience in Italy with us this November, it's going to be a fantastic luxury trip and workshop at the same time. So we'd really love to have you along with us. So please go to visionquestitaly.com. And of course, you can always access it from our website as well at tabularasacoaching.com. So let's jump in. I'm really excited about our guest today. Again, her name is Madeline Griffith Haney, and she is an ADD coach and so much more. And of course, that's the name of her website. So welcome to the show, Madeline. How are you?
I'm great, and I'm thrilled to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
Super. So tell us a little bit about you. And, you know, just take a few minutes to do this. How did you get started in coaching? And especially, how did you get started in ADD coaching?
Well, I actually started ADD coaching. I jumped into, what I call vanilla coaching, unflavored by ADD, very, very early with Coach U. At that time, I believe it's Coach Inc. now, Thomas Leonard's training that started the entire coaching field. I was their second graduate, and I trained for them for 7 years on their faculty for the first beginning startup period of their existence. During that time, I had my translator helmet on as I was training non-ADD coaches. There was a model, for example, called Symptoms, Sources, and Solutions. There were a lot of models, but this is the best one to explain it. And it would say, this is the symptom, this is the source or potential source, and this is a possible solution. And I would hear an echo in my head saying,
unless they have ADD. Mm-hmm.
And I realized that we needed to tweak some of these techniques in order to be applicable for those who did have ADD and other attentional or executive functioning dysregulations, because I knew a lot of people didn't have my background. I was pretty steeped in the transformational work before I ever came to coaching, and I know a lot of people weren't going to have that and wouldn't be able to put the translator helmet on. So I put together the first ADD-specific coaching curriculum that started the field.
Okay, that's fantastic. So how long ago was that? You've been around a long time in the coaching world.
I have. Yes, I'm getting old. Let's see. I'm terrible with dates. It was 25 years ago, I guess.
Okay, great.
The dawn of the day.
Yeah. And ADD was really just coming to the forefront. And a lot of, and I'm going to put this into quotations, learning disabilities. We're really
right.
Forefront. And so, you know, I'm going to call it out right at the beginning of the show. I am a serious dyslexic. And I've never looked at it as a learning disability. You know, there's 37 symptoms. I've got 35 of them. However, my feeling about having dyslexia was there are strengths to people who have dyslexia that other people don't. And there are, you know, hindrances having dyslexia that you know, that are a problem. But I always viewed my dyslexia as a gift as opposed to an obstacle. And actually, being a coach is a really good thing for a person who's dyslexic. My memory is fantastic. I remember everything my clients say. I very rarely have to keep serious notes because it's all in my head. And so I look at this as a learning difference as opposed to a learning disability. So what is your take on that as far as ADD?
I'm of two minds on that. In order to get accommodations that some ADDers need, and in order to be included in the Americans with Disabilities Act, which we are, it has to be called a disability. Doesn't mean you have to take on that mantle, however. There are people who are blind, for example, who do wonderful things with their lives because they don't think of themselves as disabled, even though they qualify as a disability in terms of the law.
And that's a great
way. Did that answer your questions?
Yeah, and that's a great way. It's a great way to look at it. So, you know, I'm thinking about many clients that I've had over the years who would joke about, you know, I think I'm probably ADD. And as adults, and especially as working adults, they don't want to go and get diagnosed. And of course, it's not my job to force them to go do that, but there are things that they could be doing that could really help them in their lives. So let's just talk, first of all, about adult ADD. And if someone's out there who's listening and is wondering what the symptoms are, can you go over them for us?
There are so many that I'm just going to do it in categories. But what I will do on my blog, ADD and so much more, I will put at the bottom of the show page, I'm going to put up a show page, for this episode, I will put links to more comprehensive answers, but essentially, you're talking about nine challenges. You have attentional and focusing issues, and we're talking about intentionality with those. Everybody gets distracted, and that's another one, distractibility. Everybody gets distracted. The difference is how easily you can get back on track when you're distracted, or does your life become a scavenger hunt and you end up someplace else and you can't quite remember what you started to do to get you there? Hyperactivity is another component, both physical and mental. And cognitive hyperactivity can actually look like its opposite. It can look like Earth to John because your mind is in overdrive. And so you're not really paying attention to what's going on out there in the world. Stress tolerance can be a problem. Short-term memory buffers are much smaller. Mood swings are often part of it. Road rage, quick temper, impulsive eating, time management difficulties, troubles with transitions. And most people have trouble with one or more of the three different ways you can have trouble with transitions. Stopping, starting the new thing, and that little gap in between. Some people will get stuck forever in whatever they're doing, and that's why they're late. It's not a time struggle necessarily. It's that they can't transition. Other people can't get started. We also have big time perfectionism and black and white thinking. Almost all people with ADD tend to do that because decisions are prefrontal cortex intensive. We'll do anything to avoid them. So black and white thinking is a great way to avoid them. All on, all off, A or F, worthless or perfect. Not very effective, however. And then, of course, it all boils down to really rotten organization and task completion breakdowns. Within each of these categories, there are lots and lots of other subcategories that will help you identify yourself. And there are five articles that I have written in depth on my blog for those of you who are thinking, that sounds familiar, go look, because that's going to sound familiar if you're a human being. ADD is situational. It is for everyone, whether you're diagnostically ADD or situationally ADD, because you're sick, because you've just had quintuplets, because you have a new job and no administrative support. Anytime the number of balls you have to juggle exceeds your personal juggling ability, and we're not talking real balls, of course, we're talking the elements in your life that you need to keep going in your short-term memory buffers at the same time, you're going to show up just like somebody who has ADD. And as we age, our short-term memory buffers tend to shrink. And so a lot of people, that senior moment, that looks like ADD too. But it's not diagnostically ADD, so don't scare yourself to death.
So, Madeline, we're going to have to go to break now. This is really fascinating. When we come back, I'm thinking of a particular client. I have lots of questions to ask you about this person. So hold on for a moment, and we'll be right back.
Wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Tune in Tuesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio. Vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz. Each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
To the show. You're listening to On Purpose with Karen Florence. This is your host, Karen Florence. And today we're talking to Madeline Griffith Haney, and she is an ADD coach and expert, as we're finding out. She's been in the ADD coaching field for about 25 years, has a great website, and is going to be putting a lot of stuff on there specifically for us via the show. So I'm very excited about that. When we went to break, Madeline, we were talking about the symptoms of ADD. And it's interesting that you mentioned that a person can have symptoms of ADD when they've got too many things going on in their lives. You know, they've got too many balls up in the air and things start to slip. How do you know the difference? How do I know that I have ADD or I am just living a crazy, stressful life right now?
Here's one quick litmus test, but it's not diagnostic. The only way you can really know is to go to a diagnostician. But to clarify it for yourself, when you simplify, the traditional advice is just do one thing at a time. Well, ADDers will get bored very quickly if they have to do one thing at a time. They need to juggle. The trick is finding the right number of balls to keep you stimulated but not overwhelmed. A non-ADDer will do better the fewer balls they juggle. We jokingly say we need to stretch non-ADDers to get them outside the box, and with ADDers, what, there's a box? They need to be focused.
So it's just simple a matter of asking yourself, can I do one thing at a time and be okay with that? And so I know I'm not ADD, or if I need to do many, many things at one time, that's probably an indication that I am ADD.
That's a good red flag. It's not diagnostic, but it's a red flag. And there are other red flags if you can remember back in your childhood. If you're a female, if you tended to get in trouble for talking all the time or passing notes or doing those little things, perhaps you've had ADD all along and that's the way you managed your need to juggle. You were bored. If you're a male, probably you did something physical. That's not strictly true either way, but it's generally true. The hyperactivity with girls looks different than it does with boys. And nobody knows why.
Yeah. You know, and I'm thinking about a client that I had for a long time. She was with me, and I just loved her. She, you know, she's around 30 years old. Could not get herself to study, just could not do it. She could manage many things going on in her life, shows up for school, shows up for her hairdresser appointments, does all kinds of things really, really well. She's exceedingly smart. But when it came down to time to sit down to study, what would happen to her is she would get lost in the internet. She just could not get herself started to do it, or she would start, she'd only be in it a minute or two, and then she'd be off doing something else. And 4 hours would go by, and she would have, could not tell you what she did with that time.
Is that a That's classic. Yeah. That's classic. probably what, well, first of all, she has problems activating. Not the same thing as motivation. Activation is a different neurochemical soup. Getting yourself started. Sounds like she also had a high degree of distractibility. So she would notice, oh, while I'm here looking this report up for school, let me just check my Facebook. 4 hours later, she's finished with Facebook and has no idea where that 4 hours went because she was hyper-focused on Facebook.
So what treatment, what happens? What do we do with a person like that? How do we help that person?
Well, one of the things you can do, medication helps. Mm-hmm. And we're not going to go into this because this is not what this show is about, but it's not nearly as nasty as is reported. It's really one of the safest medications that we have, and it's been very well studied. I take them myself, and I would have to kill you if you tried to take them from me. However, without medication, because it's your choice what you put in your body, if you don't want to take medication, then you need things. You need to teach yourself to set alarms. What I tell my clients who have a tendency to hyperfocus is set an alarm for 10 to 15 minutes. When it rings, go get a glass of water. Get up and go get a glass of water and down it. When you come back to what you were, where you were supposed to be studying, think in your head, what am I supposed to be doing and what's my first step? Every time you find yourself not doing that, go get some more water. Water's great for your brain. We're all underhydrated. But it's a break. It's a pattern interrupt. And it will take you away from hyperfocus so that you can come back and do what you're supposed to do. You can also manage it through exercise. Athletes often have ADD, and it doesn't show up as a problem at all because they're getting lots and lots of exercise, and you need aerobic exercise to manage it.
So the getting up and getting a glass of water is kind of like a reset.
It's like that's right. That's right. And also the water hydrates your brain, which also all of us can show up fuzzy when we're dehydrated. And our brain needs more water than our body. So if we feel thirsty, you can book it. Your brain is screaming for liquid.
So, you know, the show, of course, is about coaching. And I know there are many coaches out there who have the same problems that I do. We come up with a client who is doing fairly well, but definitely there are signs of ADD there. How does coaching help a person with ADD?
I like to say it externalizes the prefrontal cortex. In the ADD, the front part of your brain right behind your forehead is it's different and works differently than someone who is more what they call neurotypical and what I call vanilla. And when there is stress, time pressure, somebody saying, hurry up, we have to get ready to go, that actually activates your fight, flight, or freeze center, which further shuts down your prefrontal cortex. So accountability gets your executive functioning in somebody else's hands for a minute. And it actually helps you to focus because you've got somebody else to play off of. Coaching is great for ADD.
So let's just do a little bit of vocabulary here. Accountability, for those of you who are listening that are not coaches and or have never been coached, one of the important things of coaching is accountability. We work with the client, they set goals, they have issues they want to work on, and they are accountable for their actions to their coach. And so that's really what you're talking about, Madeline, is that transfer of accountability. Someone is kind of holding the ball for them a little bit.
Right. And you don't even have to promise to do something for it to work. We have a concept in ADD coaching that we call the body double. Sometimes just having another person sit quietly in a corner while you're supposed to be studying will make all the difference in the world. I call it a constructive use of shame. You're too embarrassed not to do what they're there to make sure you do. But they don't have to say a thing. In fact, it's better if they don't. I had a client who was very, very high functioning, but also very ADD. And a businessman, he could not pack a suitcase to save his life, and he traveled for business, unless his wife sat on the bed, just sat on the bed. Then he had no problem. Stayed right on track, packed the suitcase, boom, ready to go.
You know, in about 2 minutes, we're going to have to cut to break, but it's very interesting that there are very high-functioning people with serious ADD. And
yes, there are high-functioning people with serious dyslexia, too. It doesn't have to be a stopper.
Exactly, and I'm one of them. But I think a lot of people have children, when they have children who have ADD, they're really worried about, my child is not going to be okay. As an adult, they're not going to be able to take care of themselves, and that actually is not true. Before we cut to break, we've got about a minute and a half. What professions are really great for someone with ADD?
Anything where hyperfocus is a bonus. Computer programming, for example, great career. You see a lot of ADDers there. Or where stimulation is high. Firemen, policemen, air traffic controllers, oddly enough. Because nothing is boring, and that extra stimulation works the same way medication does. Makes them real sharp. A great many ADDers are great in a crisis, because they've got all that stimulation, which is another reason why we tend to wait till the last minute to do things, because we can't make ourselves do it until it has to be done now. And suddenly, the skies part, and we can think.
And I'm curious, we've got about 30 seconds, and I'm going to have to cut. Do you think that a person with ADD does better under pressure than they do without pressure?
Many do. It shuts some down, but many do. Kids don't do real well with pressure because they hear it as make wrong or as scolding. And ADD children are about 3 years developmentally, brain developmentally, cognitively, behind non-ADD kids. So the expectations are already very, very high. They mature later. Their brains mature later. But for adults, yeah, we tend to do pretty well if we're pushed just a little bit, but the focus remains on what we're doing, not on what we're not doing.
So we're going to have to cut to break now. You know, a question just popped in my head. What is the difference between having ADD and procrastination, and are the two of them linked? But we're going to have to hold that for our next segment. Just everyone hold on to your seats. We're talking to Madeline Griffith-Haney about ADD coaching. We'll be right back.
Want to know what the best-kept secret in Access Consciousness is? It's the Access Gold Club. Demanding more change and the latest and greatest, but can't always get to all the classes you desire? Let Gary and Dane come to you. Join the Gold Club, and each month you'll receive a 60-minute live call, a weekly email on the month's theme containing the latest clearings in written form, and an MP3 loop. Twice a month, receive a brand new video with Gary and Dane. How does it get any better than this? In addition to receiving a CD format of the monthly call mailed to you, you'll also enjoy a surprise bonus gift. Be in on the secret. Join today at www.isnowthetime.com/special-tips.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Are you frustrated by what's happening for you around sex and relationships? Do you long for something different without knowing how to create it? Susan Lazar Hart of Right Relationship for You provides a fresh point of view and practical tools in a light, fun, funny, irreverent, and ultimately life-changing way. Get ready for a new possibility. Visit us at RightRelationshipForYou.com. That's RightRelationshipForYou.com.
Back. You're listening to On Purpose with Karen Florence. This is your host, Karen Florence. Again, if you are listening along and you want to go to our website, Madeline's information is definitely on our website. And of course, we're going to archive the show. You'll be able to come back and listen to it at a later date. And of course, all of her information on how to contact her will also be on. And again, while you are taking a look, you can take a look at Vision Quest Italy. And see if you'd like to come along with us in November. We're going to have a great trip. Okay, Madeline, let's get back to that question about procrastination and ADD. Are they linked? Are they completely separate?
They are apparently linked. It certainly looks that way. I have a different take on procrastination than most people in the world. Generally, when one procrastinates, the advice is to up the motivation or present the fear. That's not going to help an ADDer. It's actually going to shut them down. They don't procrastinate because they're not motivated enough. They're not able to activate. So for an ADDer to get through the procrastination hump, they need to be located in a success. Well, what did you do the last time this happened? What are some of the strengths you can bring to bear on this particular problem? I know you can do this. Come on, you can do it. Let's just take the first step and break it down into components. You don't have to unload the entire dishwasher. Let's just put away the forks. And usually once you get them started, they keep going. But the trick is, they don't have to. You make a deal. Once they put away the forks, if they want to stop, you let them stop or they won't play the game again. And gradually you expand the chunks to where you can begin and work straight through. Ideal, of course, is to be fascinated by what you're doing. So the career you choose is really important that it be strengths-based if you expect to do well at it.
So, you know, again, I'm going to bring this back to coaching because I know there are a lot of coaches who follow the show and are really interested in how you work with a person with ADD and how you get educated as a coach to be qualified to work with a person with ADD. So let's start first with the qualifications. Where do we go to learn to become an ADD coach? Is there an actual certification? Who teaches it? What is it all about?
There are a number of places that you can go to be trained. And ADD coach training begins with a thorough understanding of ADD so that you can look for those signs and not throw them in the same bin that you might throw them in otherwise. So that's the first thing that has to happen. Then there are modules in any coach training, any ADD coach training, where you actually learn to listen for ADD and language to ADD. There are specific trigger words that will shut down an ADDer in a heartbeat, certain tones of voice that will shut down an ADDer in a heartbeat. In September, we're going to be mid-September, September 15th, my colleague Peggy Raimondo and I, who is the author of one of the landmark books in the field, will be taking registrations for ADD and in the Spirit Coach Training, which is a spirit-based ADD coach training. There are, if you Google ADD coach training, you'll probably come up with a list of people who do that kind of thing. And one round, now maybe the first of the year, I'm going to be reinstating my ADD hours, which will either be free, no charge, if I can find a sponsor, or very, very low fee, like for a magazine, so that non-ADD coaches can come get their questions answered.
So what is the difference between working with a person that has ADD and someone who does not?
The biggest difference is the way that we work with questions. Most vanilla coach trainings are question-based theories. So can you say more about that? If you say that to an ADDer, they certainly can and they certainly will. And there goes your session. What else could you do? No. ADDer does not need to be led out of the box. They need to be located. Of the two things that you think would be great to do, which one are you leaning toward? So you change how you question to focus rather than stretch. That's the biggest difference.
How does a coach know that a person they're working with is ADD and maybe should be referred to an ADD coach?
Gosh, that's so difficult to tell. Generally, one thing I would advise is don't say that to your client. Whenever you try to suggest to somebody that they have anything that sounds like a disorder, you activate resistance, and it's not really doing them a favor. What I generally say when I suspect ADD is, you know, you have a lot of traits in common with an ADDer. There's a book that I'll bet would have some great techniques, and you might really recognize yourself in some of these things. Doesn't mean you have ADD, but looking through what I call the ADD lens might help you get a handle on some of this. And then I would recommend, you mean I'm not lazy, stupid, or crazy. My mind just blanked on Ned Hollowell and John Rady's book, Driven to Distraction. Those are the two earliest books. Most people find themselves in one or the other. Oh, another great one is Sari Solden's book, Women and ADD, because it's very different, interestingly enough. The estrogen component in a woman actually becomes part of the dopamine transporter. So when you have fluctuating estrogen levels, you have fluctuating brain-based, fluctuating functionality. Say that three times fast.
Oh. So a woman who is maybe approaching menopause might be having a difficult time with this.
Oh, boy. Are you ever right on that? When I went through menopause, my ADD was worse than it was 20 years prior. I could barely think. Now I knew what was going on, so it didn't scare me, and I knew what to do. But, boy, did I have a tough time. Once you get to the other side and things stabilize a bit, then you can set your systems back in place. At the other end, girls, onset of menses, that's when you're first going to really notice that your little girl might have ADD. Your little boy, he's been a holy terror since age 2, probably, 3, 4, 5. Your little girl passes for what I call normal until she hits menses. And then all of a sudden, wow, what's wrong with her? She can't do what her younger sister can do, what her older brother can do.
So can people outgrow? So what I'm hearing you say is that as we go through our lives, we can have episodes of more pronounced ADD and not so pronounced episodes. So is that true? Is it something that we can grow into and grow out of and maybe repeat again?
You don't really grow into it or out of it. Think of it like you might think of a food allergy. If you have a low-level food allergy, there's a level over which if you eat that much, you get symptoms. Below that level, maybe not so much. So when your life works the way your brain works, you don't seem to have a problem. Everything is fine. When life becomes more complex, or your hormones shift, or you're under a great deal of stress, one of my students is a nurse, and she said, in the emergency room, everybody has ADD.
Well, everyone's very stressed in the emergency room, aren't they?
That's right. And it's not that they have ADD. Ned Hollowell calls it pseudo-ADD. It looks like ADD. That's why it's important to get a good diagnosis, because there are a lot of things that look like ADD. It's real easy to misdiagnose ADD. And really, not a huge percentage of the population qualifies for a diagnosis, but the diagnostic line is artificially slapped down, and it's a moving line. Every DSM, it changes. You have to have, you know, six of these and seven of these, and then in some other DSM, the rules change. So it's not a fixed line. So it's silly to think about somebody below the diagnostic line who has a very complicated life as having no attentional issues. The difference is, if you're below the diagnostic line, you can't get any pharmaceutical help, because they're not allowed to prescribe medication to you unless you're diagnostic. But you still could use some of the tips, tricks, and techniques that ADDers use, which is why I call it looking through the ADD lens, as if you had diagnostic ADD. And use some of those techniques, and you'll find they really help, whether you're having a stressful day, a senior moment, or your life just got so complex you can barely handle it. Single moms have a tough time. And if they do, in fact, have ADD that's never been diagnosed, that's when they're likely to get diagnosed. 38. The age of 38 is the average age that women get diagnosed, because that's when perimenopause begins, even though you can't see the signs otherwise, your brain knows. That's when the kids are out of the house, for the most part. You know, they may not be on their own yet, but they aren't home all the time anymore. And so all of a sudden, you notice, gee, there aren't any complexities here at home, and I still can't function. What's up with me?
You know, we're going to have to cut to break now. This is really interesting. We have one more segment left, and I want to get to some of the things that a coach can do with a person that has ADD symptoms, and how we go about getting ourselves educated, and maybe even work with you. So just everyone hold on. We'll be right back.
Looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio. Vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz. Each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Welcome back. Again, you're listening to On Purpose with Karen Florence. I'm your host, Karen Florence, and today we are talking to Madeline Griffith-Haney. She is an ADD expert and coach. She teaches coaching, and she is quite an expert about our subject matter today, which is ADD, and especially in adults. Madeline, when we went to break, we were talking about the fact that this is a coaching show, and I'm really curious, what advice can you give to coaches out there who are listening? What do they do with clients realistically? So I've got a client that certainly has ADD symptoms, is reluctant to go to the doctor to get an actual diagnosis, and yet we're having some issues. Where do we go from there?
First thing I would do would be try to suggest reading one of the ADD books might give them some hints how to manage whatever it is that's going on with them. Not levying a diagnosis, but saying, you know, it's very similar to what they deal with. So see if there's some help there. That would be one thing I would do. Another thing, I would make sure that I paid attention to what they're doing right. Coaches do that naturally anyway, but we also have a tendency to want to push people a little farther, to stretch them. Not the best idea with ADDers. They have so much evidence of failure in their lives. They need to build evidence of success. So it sounds to non-ADD coaches like I'm saying, dumb down. That's not it at all. But what you want to do is give less homework than your first instinct. And then when they're able to handle that, ask them how that was for them. And do you think you could handle a little bit more? How did that work with your willingness to actually do the homework? Was it because, did it help? Were you a little bored? Do I need to challenge you more? Back off a little bit? We need to first make you aware. I call it learning to drive the brain you were born with. You don't drive a Maserati the same way you drive a car that you floor it, and then a couple seconds later it takes off. You can get where you want to go with that car, but you don't pass on a curve. There are a lot of things you know not to do. Doesn't mean it's not a perfectly reliable car. Whereas the Maserati, you floor it, and you're in the middle of the next building. So So you have to drive the brain you've got in your head, which starts, as with all coaching, with awareness. What is it, where are your strengths? Where are your challenges? How are they relative to one another? Where can you use your strengths, some of your coping strategies for your strengths? Where can we apply some of those principles over here to this area that you're not handling real well? And don't let them shame themselves, because they'll stop trying at that point. You need to be much more of a cheerleader for an ADD client. Now, you know you can do this. I know you can do this. Sometimes I actually have to remind my clients of what they do well, because when they're focused on what they didn't do that day or that week, they can't remember ever doing anything well, black and white, worthless or perfect. And the truth is, hey, it was an oops. You didn't get to it this week. That's not the purpose of the homework. Purpose of the homework is to Sherlock what's going on with you. So you have to do something, at least try to do it, or we have no data. But if you didn't do it, we need to think about, okay, where did it start to break down? What can we change there? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, because just something just dropped in my head about this. So let me give you an example. I had a client who was a writer, and he contracted me to coach him for about 15 minutes every day, 5 days a week, because he could not get anything accomplished. He just could not keep on his schedule. So 15 minutes every day, we had a little session first thing in the morning. What was his plan to do today? What he needed to do, where he needed to go. And then tomorrow, he would, the next day he would give me a call and he would have to tell me if he was able to do any of those things, tell me what he's going to do today. And it took about 8 months, but he became independent in doing that. So my question is, can we train the brain to function that way?
Absolutely. As long as you don't shut it down during the training, because that activates the amygdala, which shuts down the areas of the brain that you need to be able to learn to do it differently, to build the new habits. As long as you don't over-challenge, keep them stimulated but not overwhelmed, anybody's brain can build new habits. There's nothing that we cannot do. Now, there's some things that it's not a great idea for us to do. One of the things Thomas said that I just love was that most of us spend most of our energy trying to bring our areas of challenge up to adequacy. What kind of life would we have if we just gave up on those, focused ourselves in our strengths, and brought them to brilliance?
Yes, I agree completely. We'd have wonderful lives because we're busy flagellating about what we can't do, ignoring the wonderful things we can do. And that brings me really to my next question, which is about the strengths of a person with ADD. What is it that they are amazingly good at?
If you'll take every challenge and turn it around, it's a potential strength. For example, if you are cognitively hyperactive and impulsive, those are great if you happen to be a day trader on the floor of the stock exchange. You're not going to make any money if you're not. You need to be quick on the trigger. So if you find the right environment for your challenge, it's not a challenge anymore. It's a strength. Nobody sneaks up on me in the street. I am aware of everything that's going on around me at all times. I can't not be unless I'm hyper-focused. That's a strength. Now, if I'm in a crowded room and I'm trying to focus on a conversation, it shows up a little differently. But as long as I'm aware of the fact that all things have the upside and the downside, and try to locate myself in the upside of ADD. And there are a lot of strengths. We're incredibly empathic or empathetic. Sometimes empathic. We sometimes take on other people's feelings. That's something we need to learn not to do. We have our sense of humor. It's been our coping strategy. So we're generally a lot of fun to be around. As long as you aren't expecting us to be responsible or anything like that, then the fun stops. If you're married to one, it doesn't seem like so much fun. Great fun to date. But all marriages have challenges. Yeah. It's no different than any other marriage. You just need to learn to work around what's so.
Yeah. I'm going to have to interrupt you because, believe it or not, our show is over, and it's been great fun having you as a host, and hopefully we'll be able to get you to come back. I'm going to give you a minute to just give us information about how people can reach you, what is your website, what's your phone number, how if someone wanted to contact you, how would they do that?
The best way to contact me is to go to the blog, ADD and so much more.com, all one word, ADD and so much more.com. At the very top, there are two menu bars, and the very top one is dark. It's right underneath my little slogan, you can't let what you can't do determine what you can. And it says e-me, and in parentheses, contact. If you click on that and send me your contacts, I will call you. Unfortunately, I have 94,389 spam comments on my blog, so I have had to take my contacts off the blog in order to be able to focus at all. But I will return anybody who sends me one of those forms. I will return it. So you'll have all my contacts at that point.
And of course, anyone who wants to reach Madeline can go to On Purpose with Karen Florence or TabulaRasaCoaching.com, and all of her information is going to be on there within usually 12 hours or so of the broadcast of the show. We put on the rebroadcast of it, so you can go back and listen to this again. Send it to someone if you would like. That's all fine. Madeline, this is a fascinating subject, and I really want to thank you for being on the show. It was really enjoyable having you here.
Thank you for having me at any time.
Definitely. So please, by the way, everyone, again, go to our website, take a look at Vision Quest Italy. We have a few seats left. They are going fast, and this is a trip not to be missed. It is going to be a grand time and a lot of learning. So until next week, everyone have a great week.
You've been listening to On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for another transformative hour of On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence to discover the path that will bring you the life you've dreamed of by answering your own questions with the help of certified coaches from around the globe. For more information about Karen and to download your copy of past shows, visit www.onpurposeradio.com or www.onpurposewithkarenflorence.com and live life on purpose.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community. Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host at TransformationTalkRadio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn to live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now, our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.